Are you an ambitious, driven entrepreneur starting to feel overwhelmed, maybe a little trapped by your business? Well, I have a solution for you. It is the 5-day Bottleneck to Breakthrough Challenge, where in an hour a day, we will give you the roadmap, the blueprint, the treasure map to where you can find yourself with more free time, more freedom of money, and a more valuable business. Hope to see you soon. www.bottlenecktobreakthrough.com. Hello and welcome to The Real Bottom Line, the podcast for ambitious entrepreneurs who are growing their business for a transition at some point. Today, we're going to talk a little bit tongue-in-cheek, if you will. We're going to talk about the ways to make your business unsellable, the things you should do to make sure that no one will buy or will not pay top dollar for your business. The inspiration for this podcast comes from Rob Normando, president of C4 Capital, a company that invests, buys, and invests in businesses. And he did a presentation at a business transitions forum, which was really fascinating. And I just loved the fact that it was so kind of tongue in cheek, because sometimes we just got to hear it in a different way to realize some of the things that we could be doing to actually make our business more sellable. So let's focus on what not to do today. And number one on the list, the number one thing you can do to make sure that your business is not sellable is to be a dictator. That means all the decisions flow through you. You are the ultimate say in everything, no sharing of information. And really, you know, if someone makes a mistake, they get punished. You want to create an atmosphere of fear so that everyone really respects you and as a dictator and looks up to you. The second thing you might want to do to really make sure your business isn't that sellable is to fly blind. And what I mean by that is make sure you have no financial systems that are up to date, that you don't track key performance indicators or really know what your business is doing. Always rely on your gut. Data isn't always necessary to make those decisions, you know? That's when you're flying blind. Rule number three to make sure that your business is not sellable is to navel gaze. And that means keep an internal focus on the business. Make sure that you don't get outside perspective. Definitely always make sure things stay the same. This worked before, it's going to work now. Just keep doing the same thing. The fourth thing you can do to ensure that your business isn't all that sellable or won't get top price is to randomize your employee compensation. Definitely play favorites and reward people you like more than others. You know, and make sure bonuses are not tied to any type of concrete outcome that you're looking for within the business. And by all means, definitely try and keep anxiety high by keeping your employees guessing as to what they need to do to actually increase their pay package. Then that's rule number four. Rule number five to make your business less sellable, which of course is the goal with this outcome, is to be a short-term thinker. A penny saved is a penny earned. So definitely not investing into R&D, investing into training into your employees so that you can get greater long-term results. Because you know, if you do train your employees, they're probably just going to leave. So why would you spend the money on doing that? And if you can save a penny today, definitely undertake that activity. So not investing in terms of longer-term profit. Rule number six is to go all in on your long-term relationships. And what do I mean by this? Definitely make sure that you build your business around your most important clients. And if they make up a big majority of your business, that's okay. Also, in terms of your suppliers, sole source everything. Don't have backups, just have that one supplier in terms of what you need to deliver on your services. Rule number seven, act like Archie Bunker. Now, for those of you who remember Archie Bunker, he was a bit of a cantankerous older gentleman that just called it as he seen it. So when it comes to acting like Archie Bunker, what you want to do is definitely realize that climate change is a hoax, so you'll want to do nothing in your organization to address that. Also, having diversity of thought really doesn't add any value to your company. So keeping everything that everyone thinks the same, acts the same, goes to the same places for their information definitely helps you keep the value of your company down. You also want to make sure that you keep your focus on profits, not on people. And if someone is silly enough to have an accident, it was probably their fault and they deserved it. And that is some real Archie Bunker thinking that will help you keep your business not as sellable, not as valuable, all those things that you're looking for. The eighth thing that you could be doing to keep your business less sellable is to be really loose around your working capital. And what do I mean by that? Well, definitely do not have protocols and regular, reliable collection methods to make sure that people are paying their bills to you on time and when you expect the cash in. Keep as much inventory as possible because you just never know. So you don't necessarily want to manage your inventory. Just keep it as high as possible. And the third thing you want to do under a loose working capital protection is just follow these things until it's time to sell and then just work like crazy to change them. Let's move on to the number nine reason or thing you can do to keep your business less sellable. Definitely run all your personal expenses through the business, because saving personal tax is obviously way more important than maximizing the value of your business. You can make all those changes later. It's okay. You could also use the company to reward relatives and friends, maybe pay for some trips, things like that. Throwing those through the business is definitely a way you can keep your business in a way that isn't as sellable or as valuable. Rule number 10, hide all your warts and definitely be evasive. So when you're in the process, you want to hide all the mistakes and everything as long as you possibly can. So by being untruthful or just evasive around those things. But when it comes time to actually get down to the nitty gritty, if they find them, just renegotiate at that point. That really engenders trust and helps build value in your business. And number 11, kind of your bonus one, is definitely wait till the last minute. Well, you know, the longer you wait to get things going, the better, you know, you can do things fast. Everything always goes faster than we expect it to. So waiting to a year or even less when you want to sell your business to start the work. Definitely don't start 5 years in advance. And those are the 11 things you can do to keep your business from being less sellable, valuable, etc. Now, if you are interested in finding out how to make your business more valuable, more sellable, and even get an initial estimate of its current value, I invite you to join our next cohort of the Business Value Amplifier. If you head over to www.businessvalueamplifier.com, there's information there. Our next cohort starts soon.